The following show is intended for a mature audience.
Nope, not for the kids.
So if you're underage...
Go to bed!
Easily offended...
Get over yourself!
Oh, you got a gigantic stick up your... You might want to go do some needlepoint or something.
It's the Gentle Silverwing Show on online gaming radio.
This is the Gentle Silverwing Show for the 29th of November, 2011. I am your host, Gentle Silverwing. With me as always, my love, my girl, the Burning of Malloy, the Tailor of Fine Armor, the Seeker of Shards, and the reason we have a mature audience warning at the top of the show, Elkman Jenna!
Hail and greetings. I have a cat in my shirt, and you don't.
I'm glad. If you'd like to join in on the mayhem, you can log on to the in-game chat channel, which is OGR, on the Antonia Bale server. That's up and running 24-7, where the OGR elite come to meet. If you'd like to download any of our skits, interviews, Gentle's parodies, Elkman's videos, get all of our social links, and much, much more, you can find them at kithacore.org. How are we doing today, Elkman?
I'm good.
Just good?
Well, yeah, I have a cat in my shirt.
But you always have a cat on your shirt. That's nothing special at this point.
Oh, I see. Can we get to get hit? Come on. Can you hear that?
Yes, I hear the purring. I'm not sure if anyone else can, but I can hear it. More than likely they can. But of course, the bigger news around the house this week is...
Yes?
Fudge Topolis 2011 has begun. That's right, the yearly influx and mass hysteria that it surrounds our house every Christmas for the fudge making.
Oh, God. Supplies have been put up, or laid back, or brought in, whichever.
Yeah, well, we'll start this weekend.
Yeah, the fudge factory is going to go in full gear.
Elkin's Fudge Factory. Of course, we'll be sending a nice package to Sony.
Yeah,
or
a couple
two,
of them.
Two, actually. One for the support team, one for the tech team.
Unless we end up, you know, finding out that there's some other little group out there that we need to send some to.
No, we probably...
I'm hoping that, you know, 5 pounds of fudge gets spread around to everybody or as much as possible.
I can see it disappearing like piranha on a dead fish. It's just, it arrives... It arrives, it's put out, the announcement's put out, Elkman's Fudge is here! Boom! Everyone shows up, grabs a couple of pieces, leaves, and there's an empty container right away. That's the way I picture it.
And wait, piranhas don't eat dead fish, so it'd be piranhas on a fish.
Okay, again. Piranha
whatever.
On a fish. I can see this happening, and it probably will. Now, we'll probably have to make a batch, send it to, send one batch to Ashlane for the support group, one to,
Domino, I've always said
Domino's not with the devs. Domino's not with the devs anymore.
Oh, well, it gets sent to,
God,
Greg,
why,
Spence.
Greg, yes. Why did his name completely skipped my mind?
Like, is that what that sound was I heard upstairs? Doing.
Yeah, I'm like, okay.
Rothgar, you can't forget Rothgar, who's going to be doing his spectacular light show on his house this year. He he bought like another palette of lights.
Oh God.
I think he's got another light board. I don't know, man. But yeah, he's gonna step up to the plate this year.
Excellent. And whatever Rothgar does to his house as far as his interactive lighting and stuff like that, we will post that at kithacore.org. For those of you
who are
gonna
have to get him one of your Christmas songs, a fast-paced one, like Here Comes Nagathin or something.
I gave that to him last year. He said he would think about it, but who knows? He might. He might not. He may have forgotten about it.
Or didn't have time to program it in.
Well, he's had a whole year.
So I will give him a little nudge on Facebook and go, hey.
Yeah, but for those of you who don't subscribe to Facebook or simply don't have him friended right now, we will definitely post any videos that he has up.
He has a YouTube account.
Yes, I know that, but I don't know what it is off the top of my head. But I will make sure that those are posted at kithacore.org. Those of you who pay attention to kithacore.org might notice that there has been at least one video a day being posted up there.
But you've been scouring YouTube for interesting videos that other people do about EverQuest.
Yep, EverQuest 2, not Blizzard, though. But, but yeah, I mean, I've been posting videos left and right. I've got another 2 weeks' worth of videos lined up, scheduled to be posted. I'm trying very hard to keep kithacore.org fresh and new with stuff. If you have something you would like listed at kithacore.org, a video, perhaps you have a interesting guild hall that you want us to do a little review on or something like that, or an event in-game you would like us to list at kithacore.org, by all means, let me know. And we'll make sure it gets posted. We're trying to make kithacore.org more of a social site now. Branching out a bit. One of the things we are going to mention several times during the night, one of the things you can find at kithacore.org right now, is how you can win 1,000 station cash in the coming week. The contest has begun. Let me go to the contest rules here, and we will read these off here. Okay. Okay, now, originally, I said last week I was going to run this on Facebook only. But there's a lot of fans out there that simply don't do Facebook or aren't subscribed to me. And I figure it would just... I would miss a lot of people if I just did it on Facebook. So we're opening up to everyone. The first contest we've got going right now, you can win 1,000 station cash. You can go to kithagore.org and you will see free station cash. The Frostfell Contest, number one. I have a picture there of Cheez-It Nibblebuns, our buddy. Cheez-It Nibblebuns with Santa Claus standing right behind him. Cheez-It looks a little freaked out. We wonder what Santa has said to him. That's up to you. We want you to caption this picture. I have supplied little caption bubbles. Something that has freaked out or surprised Cheez-It. You can go to kithacore.org, click on that post, and you can click on the picture to download it. We've already received 4 submissions, and I have those listed below. As I receive submissions, I will post them on that page. But download the picture, add your caption in that little chat bubble, and send it to me at demon@kithacore.org. There is a link there on the post. Or you can simply reply to the post in the comment section. You can upload images. So do that. We're going to run that until next Monday, until the 5th, and then we will, Elquin and I, will judge the funniest entry, and whoever gets the funniest entry will, you know, by our standards anyway, you know, you may disagree or agree or whatever, but whoever we decide is the winner will receive 1,000 station cash. And then we will announce that on the Gentle Silverwing Show next Tuesday, along with another contest. We're going to be running contests all month long. Giving
back
away
to back.
Giving
side
away
to side.
Giving away station cash.
Yes.
Now, we don't know if there's going to be another double station cash weekend sometime during the month of December. There probably is. But so you may want to hold off on cashing in that station cash until it's necessary, because you never know when they're going to come out with those double station cash things.
Yeah, speaking of double station cash, that is an excellent way to stock by your station cash. I mean, every time we have a double one, I'll scrounge up $5 to throw in or something, and that turns into 10.
Mm-hmm.
And then things like this last Black Friday, I cleaned up.
You cleaned up what?
On station
items. Yes, yes.
I hate Black Friday. I know, I'm interrupting you. Keep going. We'll talk about Black Friday when you're ready.
Yeah, hold on a second. Let's see. If you just sent... I know a couple of people... originally, my post did not say that you had to alter the picture. Yes, I want you to alter the picture. And then send it in. A few people did leave comments on the post at kithacore.org, and I went ahead and I did the picture for them. But if you could, alter the picture with your caption and send it to me or reply at kithacore.org, that would be great. Thank you very much. And I will post them. And don't worry about, you know, this is the Jethel Show. Don't worry about being dirty. As long as you don't go overboard. I mean, the first two submissions are pretty gay. You know, geez, it looks all shocked there. The first one says, "Drop the coat and grab your toes. I'm going to show you where the ho-ho-hos go." And Jesus going, gasp. So, don't worry about being a little naughty as long as you don't go completely overboard.
You can tell that they're from our fans.
Yes, you can definitely tell they're from our fans. So, there we go. Yeah, and before you do it, you may want to see what other people have done so you don't send in a duplicate. So there we go. And as like I said, as I receive them, I will be posting them on the post at kithacore.org. And Angela Coria is completely correct. It wouldn't be a fan of the Jethel Show if they weren't naughty.
True.
But just don't, you know, don't cross, like, the X line, okay? You don't, you know, don't be completely offensive about it, is what I'm saying. I'm naughty, but at least I'm tastefully naughty. Anyway, now you were saying about making out on this weekend's...
Well, first of all, Black Friday. I hate Black Friday. I mean, what'd they do? They started doing it at midnight this time?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's stupid.
Well, they did that last year, too. I don't know why people are... I mean,
they didn't do it at midnight last year.
Well, more stores did it at midnight this year. Some of the stores were doing it last year.
Not that I know of.
Well, Walmart does.
Well, they're already open, so it doesn't count.
True, true.
You know? And, what? They had riots? I mean,
oh, yes.
Big riots over, like, $2 waffle irons and $2 blenders.
The thing with the $2 waffle iron, some woman went around with a can of mace or pepper spray and was pepper spraying people.
Out of the way so she could get one.
Get my $2 waffle! You'll get back! Get back! And apparently it wasn't just a waffle. Everywhere in the store this woman went, she was pepper spraying people.
Wow. That's another good reason why not to go out on Black Friday, because lunatics are going out. Especially at midnight. You've got to figure that they're still up.
Right. And
4 o'clock in the morning, the psychos are usually asleep by that time.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I don't know any psychos personally that would probably want to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning.
And some other guy apparently was already in the store looking at some games with his grandson. All of a sudden, the clock hit midnight and everyone freaking scurried for the electronics department. And it was a riot. So the guy had a game in his hand or something like that. He put it in his waistband so he wouldn't lose it. And he picked up his grandson and put him on his shoulder so the kid wouldn't get trampled. The cops friggin' threw him to the ground and broke his nose. There was blood everywhere. And apparently, you know, the cops, they were trying to arrest him for shoplifting. Because he saw him put the thing in his waistband. So for frig's sake, he was trying to protect his grandson from being trampled. You know what? I mean, I mean, I'm reading this and I'm looking at it in the news and stuff, and I'm thinking to myself, okay, you know what? Black Friday's got to stop.
What about the guy who had a heart attack at the Target store and everybody just trampled around him?
Some guy had a fucking heart attack and died in the store, and everyone just walked over him. Come on, seriously?
I won't do Black Friday.
No, the Black Friday tradition has to stop. Angela Corey is saying needs to be more regulated. No, needs to be stopped.
Well, you know, the military has it right. The commissary, they had people lining up for their Black Friday sale at 5 o'clock in the morning or something like that. Some god-awful hour, you know. And everybody's in a line, and the person comes by with tickets and goes, are you here for these, you know, the different, you know, items, whatever. And if the person says yes, they're handed a ticket to buy that item.
Mm.
So much better. So, I love the military for that reason. There's no pushing, there's no shoving, there's no mobs and stuff going on. They've got it together.
I mean, what the hell's next? People are going to start shooting people?
Go ahead. You know those flash mobs that show up at, like, convenience stores?
Yeah.
Why don't they just do that on Black Friday? Maybe they'll stop it. 500 people storm the store and walk out with everything. Well, maybe
actually, I saw
1,000. I don't know. How many would it take to cram a store?
I saw. Why would that help anything?
Make them stop doing it.
What do you mean if 500 people stormed? They did!
Well, I mean if they walked out with everything and not paid.
Well, hell, that happened at a convenience store not long ago. I saw on Tosh.0. It was in Vegas. And this group of like 25 people rushed the store. They all went in all at the same time, grabbed everything off the shelves, and left. I mean, what's the poor convenience store clerk supposed to do? They just walked out with the whole freaking store.
It's here or there. They need to stop putting up X amount of items for a ridiculously low price to get these mobs started in the first place. It's ridiculous.
Right. Stop having, like...
You know, if you're going to have a sale, have plenty of that item on hand for that sale, and don't be, you know...
While supplies last, how many supplies did you get? Well, we're expecting 500 people for this item, so we got 10.
Now, I will say that at one place, they had coach purses for sale.
They had what?
They had coach purses. Now, coach, you've never seen me ask for a coach purse because, one, it's just a status symbol, and two, they are friggin' expensive. Mm-hmm. I know some ladies out there just go, oh, wow, it's a coach purse. But, you know, I don't see spending a couple $100 on a purse. I just don't. But, you know. So anyway, they were 60% off, and this lady came along with her cart and scooped them all into her cart. All of them. Hmm. And workmate's wife, you know, was at the sale, and she just wanted one. And the lady says, tough, you can buy them from me tomorrow. She's going to go put them on eBay or something, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That is not right. This is just greed. Greed!
Well, sorry, hon, but that's just what the United States has come to. And you know what? I mean, I've been watching, you know, there was a thing on Facebook not too long ago. I responded to someone, you know, hey, you know, well, you guys need to watch the news more and get informed and stuff. And I responded back, you know what? I don't watch the news. I don't watch the news simply because I get enough of my life making me depressed and, you know, just want to take a gun to myself. And shit. I don't need all the negativity of the news because there are no more. Do you remember there used to be what they used to call fluff stories?
We have a lot of them up here in Washington. Remember I pointed that out the other day when they couldn't find anything else except to talk about the weather or the wind?
Yeah, nothing else was happening. Hey, let's talk about the weather.
Look at the wind blow! And oh, it's really strong out here. Yeah. No, not really.
But I don't watch the news. I don't read the newspaper. Simply because there is no more positivity. Because negativity sells. Now, who wants to hear a fluff piece on a cat stuck in a tree when you can do this thing about a home invasion where some guys just came in, killed everyone, robbed the place, and left? You know?
There isn't any cute fluff stories anymore.
No, I have decided. You know, I told you if I ever won the Mega Bucks or Powerball or whatever, some kind of lottery, that, you know, I'd have a house built and shit like that. You know what? I'm out of here. If I ever get the money to do so, I am out of the United States.
Where are you going?
You and I are going to England.
You really think England's any better?
Well, shit, let's go somewhere, for fuck's sake. Let's get our own private island, declare it a sovereign nation. Or something. It's just, I'm so had it with this place. I'm so freaking had it with the United States. Anyway, we're not going to turn this into a political show.
No. We're going back-to-back Black Friday. There was one shining thing for Black Friday. On Friday, Sony had a Station Cast Black Friday sale.
Yes.
And let me tell you, oh yeah, I ended up getting my,
get the purple horse.
I got the Pegasus, the red, the one with the flames, okay?
Or the one that the I red. Got? You can't have that. You're supposed to have the purple one.
No, they didn't have that one on sale, so I had the red one, and it was like, you know, 960 station cash compared to 19 station cash, and it was just the Crimson Nightmare Pegasus is what I got.
Yeah.
So it was half price, and then on top of that, I bought two houses. I couldn't help it. I wasn't going to get any more houses, but they were super cheap. I mean, I couldn't pass them up.
Mm-hmm.
So I ended up getting the Uncanny Estate.
Yeah.
And I mean, it was like 300 station casts or something. It was cheap, rock bottom. And the Fairwith Mansion.
Yeah.
I figured if nothing else, we can use them as movie sets sometime.
Yeah, I could see that.
And let's see, what else did I get? Hang on a second, I'm doing stuff here. Ah!
Stuff?
Yeah, I got this cloak because it was cheap. Hang on. I like it. I like that one.
Yeah, that's the one that I wear.
Yeah, I like it. But it was cheap. It was super freaking cheap.
Nice.
And what else did I get?
Angela Scoria is saying that we should dress one up like a whorehouse. One of the new houses you got.
I also got these. Just because I thought they were cool looking. Oops. Yeah, wrong. Wrong place. I put that in my guild chat. Sorry, guildmates. They're going, huh?
Yeah, what? What's she linking that for? Golden marble font. Golden marble... fountains. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I think they're like 100 station cash piece or something.
Oh, yeah. I've seen
that. The sales just would not quit. I was kind of cut myself off.
That's awesome. Yeah. I wish I had the money to have station cash.
Well, that's why you wait for the double station cash weekends or whatever, and you get a little bit, and that's twice as much than what you had before, and you just hang on to it. And, you know, there's always sales going on in the marketplace, so it's good to kind of check it once a day and see what's going on. I mean, right now they got the Hallis Pioneer furniture set for 400 station cash and the Chilborn Mace for 100 station cash.
Well, that's not bad.
You know.
Let's see here. Marketplace, back home, and sale. Oh, yeah. I don't know. The Hollis stuff is nice. You know, don't get me wrong. The Hollis stuff is nice. But just it's not my style.
No, but if it was your style and you were looking at it, you know.
Just not my style. Anyway. But I do have the Chilborn Mace in my bank, so.
So that was good. I had a good Friday. And then Cyber Monday came along, and I usually do... I am a Cyber Monday shopper. Mm-hmm. I will tell you that. And I noticed that they were doing online Black Friday sales along with Cyber Monday. Matter of fact, it was better sales online for Black Friday than Cyber Monday. I mean, Cyber Monday is great for geeks. Because a lot of electronics go on sale then.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I did all my rest of my shopping that day.
Yeah, I did. I picked up a couple of things on the Cyber Monday thing. So if you get any Amazon packages addressed
to
me, don't open them. They're for you.
Well, why shouldn't I open them if they're for me?
Because if you do, I will return them and you'll get nothing. Sorry, you know my rules.
Well, you just remember that one. You see a package, and it's for me. It got my name on it, and it might have something in there for you.
Mm-hmm. I won't open it.
You can't open it either.
I won't.
But you grab me and shake me and go, what's in the box? What's in the box? I one of the things I like to do for online shopping is I look for free shipping. Free shipping is good. Shipping is very good. I found a lot of stuff with free shipping. I passed up, you know, by the time it may be on sale here, but if you go and you got to shop around a little bit, but it's so much easier when you're sitting there and you've got all these screens open, you go, ha, da, 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 da. But if you got something here on sale, by the time you add sales tax and shipping on it, you could get the same item over here for a few bucks less with free shipping.
Yep.
So, you know, I'd rather go the cheapest way I can, so. Yeah. I got that done. I'm happy. I think I'm all done, and then now we've got the fudge. All the parts for the fudge to do.
Yeah, I'm not looking forward to that.
Why?
Because you're going to make me stir the melting marshmallows, and it's tough.
I know, it's
That's
tough.
Hard.
Uh-huh. Well, it's fudge.
It's like the hardest part of making the damn fudge. You make me do it. Make the boy do it.
Well, okay. Angela Cora wants a batch of that.
That is completely up to you.
We'll see what we can do.
I know we have said
I may not be able to send a full batch, but maybe half.
Yeah, send a small batch. All right, now we do have a few announcements.
These guys, if they really, you know,
maybe we could do a half batch of fudge as a
prize.
As a prize.
Could do. You know, the recipe for my evil triple chocolate fudge is posted at getthecore.org.
Yes, it is. Along with an instructional video.
Yeah, I even show you how to do it. I mean, if I can do it, you can do it, honestly, because I was one that was not I can't even make Divinity, okay? I might be able to now, but there for the longest time, I could not do anything with candy or I mean, it would not work out. Mm-hmm. So I was a little leery when I first tried the fudge, figuring, oh, it's just going to run. It's not going to set up.
Yeah.
But you got my first batch.
Oh, that batch you sent me when I was in New Hampshire was your first one?
My very first batch of it, yes.
Oh, nice.
I'd never made it before, and I found that and went, you know, I got to try this. Triple chocolate fudge.
Triple chocolate fudge.
So,
you know what? Yeah. I'm going to go into my... Whatever you're doing... To the
I'm sorry, light. I'm stop playing that, with please. A hair clip.
Yeah, stop that, please.
Hair clip.
I'm going to make those recipes a little easier to find at kithacore.org because, well, they're kind of hidden right now.
Yeah, I'll make it a little easier, but it was good because I could get to it with my phone because I couldn't remember the entire recipe.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know what goes in it, but I couldn't remember quantities. Did I take 2 cans of evaporated milk or 1 per batch? Okay. Pumpkin pie takes 2. Just trying to keep all these recipes straight. It's
nice. Bad. Okay, give it just a sec to update here, and the menu should be on the recipes should be on the main menu at kithacore.org. Just waiting for that to go through.
Yeah, so if you go to the store and you go, well, I want to try that chocolate fudge, you know, and you got your smartphone, you can always bring up getthecore.org and it'll bring up the recipe and you'll have it right there to be able to get all your ingredients, too. I mean, it's not that bad. I mean, it takes
it's not bad
sugar
at all.
And brown sugar, and it takes a can of evaporated milk.
Yep.
And you're going to need some baker's chocolate. You're going to need some... I use non-sweetened baker's chocolate. I think the recipe calls for semi-sweet, but I never could figure out why. Because you got semi-sweet chocolate chips, and then you got milk chocolate. So you've got your 3 chocolates there.
The way you make it is fine.
Yeah.
So you can go to kithacore.org, and recipes is now on the main menu at the top, and Elkwin's triple chocolate fudge is the first item on that recipes menu.
And I don't use a candy thermometer. And it takes 2 cubes of butter and 32 marshmallows.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's it. Am I forgetting anything? Splash of vanilla, a little bit of sea salt.
Yeah, well, they can get the recipe at kithacore.org.
So if I can't send you any, please make some.
Yep, make it up, baby. Okay, well, we do have a few announcements for this week.
We have a sad one.
Yes, but let's start with the birthdays first.
Okay, that's happy.
Okay, we have birthdays this week. Darcy Page, a.k.a. Raven. Those of you who may have seen the pictures from Fanfare of me standing next to a girl in a half-elf leather outfit carrying a whip, looking like she was really mean but sexy. That's her. Raven's birthday this week. Rachel McKinney, I don't know a character name on that one, but she was on my birthday list. And our own Cheddarella! Cheddarella's birthday is on the 5th, so next Monday.
Yay, Ched!
Next Monday. So for you fine people, here come the birthday trolls!
Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday to you!
Happy birthday, you guys.
Did we get Joe Lynn's birthday last week?
I don't know, did we?
I don't know. Joe Lynn had a birthday last Saturday.
Okay, well, happy birthday to Joe Lynn then. Okay, we do have a sad death announcement. Comedian Patrice O'Neill. Big black guy. He was on Arrested Development. He also worked his way around the stand-up comedy scene. Most recently, he was in the roast of Charlie Sheen, and all night long,
they slammed him hard.
Yeah, all night long, these comedians were talking about how he's dying of diabetes and stuff. Well, he showed them, died of a stroke instead.
Oh, God.
He got the last laugh, but died of a stroke today. So, Patrice O'Neill, rest in peace. I actually like this guy. There's a lot of comedians out now that I just don't like, but he was good. Alrighty. And Abe Vigoda is still alive, yes.
Yay, Abe.
Alrighty.
We should start the Abe Vigoda fan club.
He probably already has one, I have no idea.
Well, then we should join. And I still have a cat in my shirt.
Well, that's nothing new anymore, so.
I can't help it. She gets up on my chest and she paws. She's like Kitty Soft if you've watched the new
Puss in Boots
movie. There's Kitty Soft Paws. Now, and Mao is like Kitty Soft Paws. We didn't do it out of we did clawed her, but not out of because she was tearing up everything. It's because I was scared that she was going to claw my son when he was a child. And she left my hand bloody a few times. You could not hand her food. You could not have food in your hand for her and not come away with a bloody stump. Okay? She was just that. She's the only kitty I've ever had declawed. So she doesn't have claws on the front. She has claws on the back.
Mm-hmm.
But she'll get up on my chest and she'll paw the heck out of my shirt wanting under it. So I have to let her in. And the next thing I know, she's got her head over on my shoulder and her butt in my shirt. And she curls up and sleeps. She just wants to be close to somebody and be loved. She's so old. You've got a video of her eating turkey, didn't you?
Yeah, it's up at youtube.com/Jethel. That's there if anyone wants to take a look at it. Apparently no one does. It's only got, like, 3 views.
Well, you should put it up on Cute Overload. I should link it there.
I've tried submitting to those places, and they never seem to accept me. But anyway, we have other things to talk about. Starting tomorrow, I believe, we're having a new launch pad.
Cool.
Imagine that. We're actually talking about EverQuest 2.
I
know, right?
Shock!
So there is a new launch pad. We have a FAQ up at EverQuest2.com. And let's go through this Q&A. Will the new launch pad require me to reinstall the game? The answer is no. Launchpad will update itself. and will automatically tie itself to your current EverQuest 2 game. What if I don't want to upgrade to the new launch pad? Tough dookies. It is required. You must upgrade to the new launch pad, although I don't understand why anyone wouldn't want to. What if I try to use the old launch pad? Well, then the current launch pad will upgrade automatically to the new one. So, no choice in the matter there, folks.
I think everybody's going to be pleased.
What is the benefits of upgrading to the new launch pad? The new launch pad will apparently no longer require flash, will be much faster patching speeds. It patches smarter, it says. I'm not quite sure what they mean by that. And has a general aesthetic upgrade.
So they made it look prettier.
Yeah, they made it look good. Question, how do I upgrade to the new launch pad? Just start EverQuest 2.
Be an automatic upload.
Automatic. When will the upgrades to the new launch pad start? Wednesday, November 30th. So tomorrow, sometime tomorrow, when you go to log into EQ2, you will have a new launch pad. There are pictures of it. If you go to EverQuest2.com, go to the news release of the launch pad. There is a walkthrough for upgrading if you don't want to just click OK, which is pretty much all the walkthrough you need. Click next, next, OK, and you're done. That's it. They do have screenshots there if you want to take a look at what it looks like. It looks like a launch pad to me. It looks very similar to the DC Universe Online launchpad.
Angela Coria says, no flash equals no more errors and faster downloads, and knows if a download breaks mid-download and it resumes from there.
Yes.
Don't have any idea about the station launcher.
It is my... If I remember correctly, they are discontinuing the station launcher. It doesn't mean that it doesn't work right now. I don't know what's going to happen after tomorrow. I don't know if it'll still work, but they have announced that they've basically given up on the station launcher. True Flight is sending me a tell. He's saying the old launchers will not work after tomorrow, so station launcher probably will not work. Wonder if you're going to have the offline chat like we do with the current station launcher, because I think that's how Angela Corey is speaking with me.
Yeah, I think so too. I don't know. I have no idea. I know that's a really good feature a lot of people like, that maybe they just don't want to go in-game, but they start the launcher so at least they can chat with people.
Okay, True Flight is saying, as far as he knows, voice chat and regular chat like Angela Corey is using, so out-of-game chat, will not be available at launch, but it may be added later. Apparently, they talked about it on their show today, so they know all about it. That's fine. Fine and dandy. So, those of you using the station launcher, scrap it after tomorrow. It ain't going to work. And thank you, True Flight, for that update. Okay, let's see here. The new SOE webcast was today. Unfortunately, that put off EQ Tuesday for an hour. But they did have a show. I'm not sure when the webcast will be available for download, but apparently they're not using StickCam anymore.
No, they're using a different one, aren't they?
Twitch TV. So let me bring up that website. It's twitch.tv.com/SonyOnlineTV. There is a chat room there. And I don't see a link to anything, so I'm assuming they're going to edit the podcast before they post it, and it'll probably be posted on their YouTube page like normal.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that went on today. Upcoming, the City Festival will take place on Thursday the 1st through the 7th And this month they are, or I should say next month, they are in Hollis. This time around, it'll be Hollis.
There's some nice stuff in Hollis. Isn't that more of an icy blue stuff?
Yeah. The only thing I ever had against the Hollis stuff was everything looks like it's strapped together with wood or something like that. And
well, it is. It's Coldane sort of flavored.
It's Velium strapped together with wood. And I don't know. It's just not my thing. But some people like it, and that's good. I'm just voicing my opinion. That's all. I'm not saying it isn't good. I'm saying it's not me. Now, as for Frostfell...
Yes, Coldane flavored.
Coldane flavored. Have you tasted many Coldanes?
I licked my butler.
You licked your butler?
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, there is a reason we have Mature on this morning at the top of the show, and you just heard it. See, I told you it's not me.
And icy and stuff, and, you know...
I told you it's not me. All right, well...
Coldanes do not taste like chicken.
As for Frostfell, have you seen an official announcement yet?
No.
To the best of my knowledge, on my calendar, which I got from Denmom's site, EQTraders.com, on my calendar is marked from the 7th of December to the 3rd of January.
Hmm.
So it runs almost a month.
Nice long period of time.
For an extended period of time. Well, it always runs a month. But I haven't heard an official announcement on the date, but that is a date that I'm going for. That's the date that I'm announcing. I'm assuming they haven't changed it from last year. Jaxel is saying it starts the 6th, the same day as the new game launch. And that is official, according to Jaxel on the Oasis server. So it'll start the 6th, probably until the 4th of January, then, or the 2nd, whichever.
It'll be a good long run.
Okay, they said it on the video cast today, apparently.
Aha!
That's why I missed it. I missed the vidcast.
But you were watching wrestling.
Yeah, I was watching wrestling today, sorry.
Nick Foley's Christmas wrestling.
Yeah, whatever.
Okay.
Alrighty. So, on the 6th, and most likely runs a month, like it does every year. See what happens when we don't watch the vidcast? It's all your fault.
I know, I usually
you normally
do,
watch
I just,
it.
You know...
You're supposed to do these things, you're my producer.
I am.
We don't have an official producer, but...
I thought it was The Rock.
What? Oh, the inanimate rock?
Yes.
The small inanimate rock. Well, mm-hmm. He's missing. I think the dog buried him.
Oh, God.
We'll have to find him. But as for, this week's show, we are being brought to you by Juicy Fruits.
We are?
Yeah. Picked up a bunch of them that were on sale.
I was wondering why there was so many.
They were on sale. Picked them up.
And they were also brought to you by Loudly Purring Kitty.
That is a Loudly Purring Kitty. All right. Well, we are going to take a music break.
We are.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have a new song?
Yes, I was just about to announce that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
All right, we're going to take a little music break here. We do have a brand new song. Actually, we have two songs that are previewing today. Let me get those lined up here. When we come back, we'll be playing Kiting Elquin.
Oh, boy.
Be playing Kiting Elquin 10 Questions of Doom. Can you say Doom?
Doom.
Doom. Alright, folks, so we have two new songs. One of them is simply called Owlbear. Owlbear. I don't see many owlbears lately. Ever since they kind of got vanquished from Nyctulus.
They're still there. They just shoved him off somewhere.
Oh, they shoved him off to the side somewhere?
Yeah.
Jerks. Anyway, and apparently, Cheesy Nibblebuns and the Drunken Dwarf took a road trip to California.
They did.
They did. And they're going to sing about it. And then we're going to bring you some Frostville, a couple of Frostville songs, and we'll be back with Kiting Elkwin. How's that sound?
That ought to make Lyra happy.
All right. But not too many Frostville songs because we're not actually in December yet. So,
a couple. A couple.
Okay, we have returned.
We were someplace?
Well, we weren't on the air. Anyway, it's time now for Kiting Elkwin!
Hold on tight. You know she's a little bit dangerous.
It's time to play Kiting Elkwin. Right here on the Gentle Silverwing Show.
Hold on tight. You know she's a little bit dangerous.
Alrighty, it is time to play Kiting Elkwin. 10 questions of doom.
Oh, God.
Here's what's going on here, folks. We're going to ask Elkwin 10 general knowledge questions. General doesn't mean common knowledge. It just means I'm not sticking to a category. However many questions she gets correct is the amount of tells I want to receive. So in other words, if she gets 5 questions correct, the 5th person to send me a tell will receive an item from the Sony Swag Box. Thank you very much, Ashlane and the team over at Sony Online Entertainment, for sending us a whole mess load of stuff to give away on the show. Are you ready, Elkwin?
I guess.
You guess you're ready. All right. You're going to get some of these. You may not get some of these. Some of them you might have to think about. You ready to go?
Yes.
Number 1.
Name the TV hostess who got sued by Vampyra for stealing her act.
Elvira?
Correct.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
In the Peanuts cartoon, what imaginary creature is Linus waiting for on Halloween?
The Great Pumpkin.
Correct.
Oh, and on number 1, her real name is Cassandra Peterson.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Okay. On NCIS, who is their special forensic expert?
Abby?
Correct.
Hey.
All right. Doing good so far. Here's one you might not get. What does the weight of paper refer to? So you say you have a 20-pound paper. What does that 20-pound refer to?
Isn't it the thickness?
That is incorrect. Number 4, incorrect. All right. What is it called when someone leaves their keyboard without telling the group?
AFK.
No.
No?
That is incorrect.
Well, rude? They're rude!
Now called New Tenaria, what was the name of the High Elf City in EverQuest 1?
Feridwith. F-E-L-W-I-T-H-E.
Okay, you spelled it, so I'll give it to you.
I can spell it, but I sure can't say it.
I know, you have a problem with some names, that's all right. So we'll say you got that one right. Okay, currently located in Freeport, what inn will be disappearing during the Freeport rebuild?
Isn't it the Blood Haze?
That is correct. I wasn't sure you were going to get that one.
No, everybody's up in arms about that. They want the Blood Haze inn back anyway.
All right. Not only the founder of Wendy's, Dave Thomas invented what fast food chain icon? Besides Wendy's. He had a hand in designing something else to do with fast food.
Oh, I don't know. Mr. Softy.
No, I'm sorry. That's incorrect. Let's see. Whoop, did I skip one? No, I'm at number 9. Okay. What is the title of a knight's assistant?
Squire.
Correct. And number 10. What is the longest word you can spell without repeating a letter?
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious?
No, sorry.
That's the only long one I know.
Incorrect. So let's see. You got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6 correct. Wow, you're on a 6 correct spree. You got 6 correct. So let me, 1 second. Send a tell.
That way people can send emails to me. There we go. Go ahead and send me a tell. The sixth person will receive an item from the Sony swag box. And while we're waiting for those tells to come in, we will go over your answers. So let's see here. See. Number one, the TV hostess was indeed Cassandra Peterson, who was Elvira. Got sued for... And I'm sorry, she did. She did rip off Vampira's act.
Vampira.
Mm-hmm. Number two, the Great Pumpkin, of course. Linus was waiting for the Great Pumpkin. Abby Shuto is the forensic expert.
We love Abby.
Yes, we love Abby. She's sexy as all hell. The weight of paper refers to the weight you can place on a single sheet without it tearing.
So a 20-pound piece of paper will hold 20 pounds?
That's right.
Really?
If you clamp down two ends and place a 20-pound weight, it'll hold.
Wow.
That's called its tear weight.
Okay.
All right. Let's see. What's it called when someone leaves their keyboard without telling the group? Ninja AFK.
Oh.
Ninja. I also would have accepted being a dick. New Teneria is called Felwith.
Tatit?
Tatat.
Tatat is saying no.
No? Why no?
He's saying that a 20 pound weight bond paper means that 100 sheets of 17 by 22 of that specific paper weighs 20 pounds.
I was always told that it was...
Sheets.
I was always told it was a tear weight. And that's actually...
I think he's more correct is how many pieces of paper will go...
And Angela Coria actually confirmed that for me by sending me a tell before I even said it.
Okay, Wikipedia, somebody.
Okay, anyway, moving on. Let's see. Currently located in Freeport, yet the blood haze is going away. We are assured by Sony that people who have houses in the blood haze will still be able to get to their rooms. You'll still be able to get to your rooms. We're just not sure where. And Tatat, chill, please. Let's see here. The founder of Wendy's, Dave Thomas, also designed the Kentucky Fried Chicken bucket.
He did.
You did.
So he made the Colonel famous, huh?
Well, he didn't make the Colonel famous. He made the icon bucket.
Oh.
He was apparently a franchise owner back in the early 80s.
Well, Tat, I will make him Google it later. Trust me. We will not hear the end of the paper. Wait. Okay.
The title of a knight's assistant is a squire only at age 14. I would have also accepted page. Page is under the age of 14.
Well, squire, because I guess this became from doing the quests and EverQuest where you run around with Sir Baylor. God, I can't remember his name. Anyway, he has a squire that you end up finding in Thundering Steps at the bottom of the pool that's outside of Split Paw. I'll have to look that quest up now.
Okay. And, you know, I did look that up, and she is right. It is it does also refer to the weight of 500 sheets.
Ta-da! So there, see, I told you, he's reasonable. So, did I miss anything else?
Yep, see, number 10.
Now, I want to say that on number 10, if I remember right, it is the name of a state.
It is not.
It's not? Okay.
Uncopyrightable. Is the longest word you can spell without repeating a letter.
Really?
Uncopyrightable. 15. That's 15 letters. There's actually another one at 15, but I forget what it is. But yeah, uncopyrightable is generally accepted as the longest word you can do without repeating a single letter. So there we go. Okay, so let's see who won. Let me bring EverQuest back up. There we go. Looking, shit. What are we looking for? Number six? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yes. So number six. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. That would be, how to pronounce this? Noli? Noli? Let me spell it here. N-O-L-L-Y-E. Noli is our winner this week. So if you just send me an in-game message with your real mailing address, or you can send it to demon@kithacore.org, I will make sure you get items from the Sony Swag Box. Thank you for playing. All right. So what else we got going this week? Not a whole lot, really. We're all excited, of course, about the expansion coming up. Going to be next week.
Is that coming next week?
Next week.
The big expansion?
Yes.
Ooh, I got to do my pre-order.
I think it's late for that, isn't it?
I hope not.
I went to the fanfare, so I'm automatically getting it. So.
No, I'll have to do that as soon as we get off. I almost forgot about that.
Hmm.
Squire Wimbley. Now yes. I got to look up the friggin' quest. With Squire Wimbley.
Wasn't Squire Wimbley in East Karana in EverQuest 1?
Well, there is a quest that involves him.
Uh-huh.
Involved in... how do you say... I-R-I-A-N-A...
I don't know. You lost me.
Celius History of Antonica.
Okay. The History of Antonica. All right, well...
No, he's involved in another quest.
Okay, well...
That's not the right quest. Squire Wimbley. You have to find him.
Look it up at Zan.
I am, and I'm trying to, and it's not...
Let me see.
Because you... That's not the right... That's not the right quest. Huh.
I don't know. I don't know which one you're talking about.
Well, involve Squire Wimbley, damn it. That's weird.
Well, according to Zam, the only one that he's involved in is Arrhenius Celius' History of Antonica, and I think that's where you get those Celius, the book, the history book. Yes.
The Trials of Sir Morgan. That's the one I'm thinking of.
Okay. I remember I remember he served Sir Morgan in EverQuest 1.
Right. So in EverQuest 2, you do the Trials of Sir Morgan, and you follow his footsteps, and you get this book, and you do the book, and you find Squire Wimbley, ghost, at the bottom of that pond.
Okay.
So that's why I always remember Squire.
Oh, yes, I see. The ghost of Squire Wimbley spawns. Do not kill him. Alrighty. So, we're all excited about the expansion. Of course, we've been in beta, so we've explored Freeport. We know what to expect there, but those of you who have not, I'm liking it, personally.
There's one thing I'm really looking forward to.
What's that?
Missionaries.
Missionaries.
Yes, the missionaries that you can, rent, buy, whatever, that follow you around.
And heal you, and...
Yes.
Or fight for you, or whatever you need. Yes. Those will all be available next week.
Next week on EverQuest 2, Freeport goes to hell.
Yeah, I want the digital collection edition.
Well, that's it is to sign up.
I know, but you get the Cloak of True Spirit.
Uh-huh.
Dungeon Maker Unique Monster Spawner.
Ooh.
Number one. Dungeon Maker Unique Spawner Unique Monster Spawner 2. What?
True Flight is making a correction here. It's mercenaries, not missionaries.
Oh, mercenaries. Okay, sorry. I
but
guess
who
they
knows?
Don't belong in a you know.
Well, you know, maybe if you pay your mercenary enough, he'll get missionary position. I don't
know.
The Gentle Silverwing Show has a mature audience warning, and that's exactly why.
Let's see, what else do you get? An armored flying Pegasus mount. That's okay. Good nether mount. Unique Beast Lord Warder pet, which I am probably going to do a Beast Lord because they are so much fun. Lava Storm Prestige Home, and there was pictures of that on Zam. You know,
it's basically
I'm not super keen on that. I don't like lava. I don't know what it is. I have a hard time going down to Solasex Eye on that spiral ramp that's red and you're...
Well, that's
just
hard to see. That's just simply
no, I actually sit here with my stomach doing flip-flops when I'm rolling down that stupid ramp. I don't know what it is about lava. I've never liked it. I never liked it in EverQuest
1. Is it lava or going around those transparent ramps that you can barely see?
Probably both, because if you miss, you're going to fall into the lava.
I mean, I can see, you know, if you're looking around that you could get vertigo if you're too close to your screen, I suppose. But...
No, it's the fact that I know if I miss, I'm going to fall and I'm going to go into the lava. Something about lava, I just... And then there's a quest... There's a epic weapon, part of the epic weapon for the monks, where everybody has to fight in that lava pool outside of Solasek Eye in EverQuest 1.
Yeah, I remember
that. I hated that part. I don't know what it is. I just don't like lava.
Huh.
Anyway.
Interesting.
Custom Dungeon Maker map layout. So you'll get a different map layout. The Robe of the True Spirit. So you get a cloak and a robe. Okay. So it's still at 59.
Yes.
So I'm going to order that as soon as we get off the show.
So there's
going
to be
set.
More AA increases, but no level increase. If I remember correctly.
Yeah.
Since when do I remember anything correctly? This is not a news show. If you want all the news that is the news across Norrath, go listen to EQ Tuesday. This is the Deathless Silverwing Show. Wild accusations, speculation, and really wild things.
Yeah, but I bet you they don't have cats in their shirts.
I doubt it. Well, you know, well...
True Fight might have a ferret in his pants, though.
He might. He might at that. And I would not put it past Xanadai to have a cat in her shirt. Or cat in her pants. I could make a comment right there. Or a True Flight in her pants. I'm sure that happens.
Well, that happens lots of times. And I don't think he purrs.
He might. You don't know. Does True Flight purr when he's in her pants? Quite possibly. All right, moving on.
Blame me for the adult warning on the show. Yeah, right.
Uh-huh. All right, let's see here. I don't have anything left on my notes. What do you got to talk about? Okay, let's talk about... I didn't see any comments going on with my new song. Let's discuss the new song.
Yeah, go ahead. The Owlbear song?
The Owlbear song. I posted on Facebook as I was writing the song. Have you ever embellished a story to make you look like the hero when you actually did nothing? That's what the song is about. The song's all about this guy who wants to kill an owlbear and become the hero of his town, but he gets chased up a tree. But he goes to the next town over, he buys a large owlbear pelt, goes back to his hometown, declares himself a hero. I want to kill an owlbear so freaking bad.
I like it.
You know what's frustrating to me, though? I haven't made you laugh with a song in a long time.
You haven't?
I think you're either just getting used to my sense of humor and you're like, oh yeah, that's nice. I used to make you freaking crack up, but I just don't seem to do it anymore.
I'm sorry.
What are you doing?
I'm messing, making noise. Why can't I make noise?
Stop it.
But. Ooh, money.
Well, give me some.
You never give me any money.
Only a dollar. I want some coins.
Hon,
you want coins?
Hon, do you mind?
Huh?
Stop. You're doing that, like, right in front of the microphone.
Well, of course. I want you to hear the coin. You know, if I shuck it over here, it wouldn't sound as impressive.
All right, we're going to take another music break. When we come back...
He comes down and throttles me!
When we come back, Elquin might be dead. We're not sure. We'll be right back. All righty.
Now, you do make me laugh.
Do I?
Yes. You just made me laugh a minute ago.
Well, I was chastising you and cursing you.
Oh, brother. Anyway... I don't know. I don't think we have anything else for the show this week.
No.
Maybe time to cut it. I will put them.
I do want to give a shout out to EQ Wired.
EQ Wired, thank you very much for posting your list of fan sites and press sites. We have been listed on their list, EQ Tuesday, and also EQ2 Talk.
What's the link to EQ? Is it
EQWired.com? EQ2Wired.com.
Should check it out, guys.
Veldon.
This is the name of their admin. Very cool site. Thank you very much for including us on that list. Yes, Chandler Rella says, EQ2Wired.com, yes. Describing Jethel as larger than life. Okay, yeah, I'm a fat ass, all right?
You have a great presence on the stage too.
I do. Why?
Wire, not wired. But I get really wired after I read it though.
Mm.
So, EQ Wire.
Wire. Trying to find that list actually. There we go. Earlier
today. We're thankful for EQ2 fan sites is the name of the article. Let's see. It says here. About EQ Tuesday. EQ Tuesday, Tuesday, get it, is a long-running bi-weekly EverQuest 2 podcast with Xanadai and TrueFlight, which has hosted a variety of EQ2 developers, producers over the years. The loose format encourages listener feedback via IRC chat channel akin to the interactivity of call-in radio shows. Yeah. The Jethel Silverwing Show, this / After Hours podcast features larger-than-life Jethel Silverwing and his co-host Elquin Jenna as they cover a variety of topics and themes each week, each segment with segments like Ask a Drunken Dwarf and parody songs performed by Jethel himself. It's a variety format which also attracted no lesser guest than SOE President John Smedley himself. The Jethel Silverwing Show is part of Kithacore.org. And then, of course, we have EQ2 Talk with our buddy Delmon.
Hey, Delmon.
EQ2 Talk is a bi-weekly EQ2 podcast by Delmon and Alyssis. Each show includes a focused discussion about issues affecting the EQ2 player base, letters from readers, nail-biting Are You Smarter Than a Delmon challenges, and guests to include EQ2 staff and others with a unique perspective upon the game. Yes. So we thank EQ2 Wire for including us and EQ Tuesday on that list. That's lovely. Very good indeed, yes.
But is it better than having a kitty in your shirt?
I think so.
Because I can do without the kitty in the shirt.
You can?
I can, and I have.
Why don't you put the kitty in your shirt?
Because I don't want her in my shirt.
And she's still purring.
All right, folks. I think that's going to be it for the show.
Yeah, you want to go watch your wrestling.
Well, there is that. And I think I'm going to try to steal one of your really big candy bars you bought for the fun. Oh, did I say that out loud?
No.
I've been found out.
Yeah, there's 8 of them, and I need 8. So no fingers off the candy bars.
Well, what if I take
and
one?
The chips.
And what if I just take one and get you another one tomorrow?
You have better get me a 7-ounce candy bar from Walmart.
Get you a big
7 ounces.
Gigantic.
I don't want 2 4-ouncers. Because then I have to figure out 1 ounce and take it away.
What do you got a scale for?
You've got a scale? Yeah. Oh, yeah, you do, don't you?
I do have a scale down.
Foiled. I don't know. We'll talk about it. What do I get if you take a candy bar?
You get to wake up in the morning. How's that? Get between me and my candy bar.
Smother me in my sleep?
Well, the cat's tried to do that often enough.
Yeah. I was wondering why I ended up with a hairball the other morning.
Not for me, trust me. All right, guys. We're going to leave you with Drunken Dwarf and Cheese and Nibble Buns doing Moving Right Along from the original Muppet movie. We'll see you next week. Thanks for tuning in, everyone. Oh, and don't forget, kithacore.org. Look for the link that says free station cash. Well, the picture says free station cash. Let me see here. It says holiday contest number one. Holiday contest number one. Caption, what Santa Claus is saying to Cheez-It Nibble Buns. We're going to be running this contest until Monday. Monday, we will decide which is the funniest caption. The winner will receive 1,000 station cash. And then at that time, we will announce a brand new contest. We're going to run a contest a week until the new year.
Wow.
That's what I'm saying, baby.
You don't fool around, do you?
I'm not screwing around. We got station cash to give away. Thank you so, so much, Ashlane, from Sony Online Entertainment, for sending these things to us. We got station cash to give away, and we're going to give it away.
Yeah, baby.
That's what I'm saying. Harry agrees with me. I heard him whining back there.
He was yawning.
He was like, "Hey, station cash, when are you giving away bones? We don't have any bones to give away. You keep eating them." Anyway, that's it for this week, folks. Here comes the Drunken Dwarf and Cheez-It doing Moving Right Along. Good night, Elquin.
Good night. What do you mean, good night?
Moving right along in search of good time and good news. With good friends you can't lose.
This could become a habit.
Opportunity knocks once, let's reach out and grab it.
Yeah.
Together we'll nab it.
We'll hitchhike, bus, or yellow cabbit.
We'll make habit.
Cabbit.
Moving right along. Dig-a-dun, dig-a-dun.
Footloose and Fancy Three.
Getting there is half the fun. Come share it with me.
Moving right along.
Wasted another night listening to the Jethel Silverwing Show. I'm your host, Jethel Silverwing.
I'm Elquin Jenna.
I'm the Drunken Dwarf!
I'm Cheez-It Nibblebuns!
This show is brought to you by Online Gaming Radio. Our technical advisor is Spike Link Death. Facts and Intelligence brought to us by The Grassy Knoll. The Jethel Show is produced by a 4-pound jar of jelly beans, 2 badgers, a package of expired Twinkies, a sack of walnuts, Biff, the weird guy who hands out free candy behind the school in a long trench coat down the street, and a small rock.
Yay, rock!
Be sure to catch the show every Tuesday at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, and 2 a.m. in the U.K.
There's a 2 a.m.? Why doesn't anyone tell me these things?
So, for myself, the Drunken Dwarf, Cheez-It, and my love, El Kunjena. Keep your arrows in the air and your feet on the ground.